All right, the Reds, it's three strikes. Another three strikes, getting stuck into three big topics currently in the news. We have got Mo Stewart, we have got Fuad Hassan, we've got Sean O'Donnell with us, with me, Gareth Roberts, to talk about the Champions League as strike one, because it is back tonight, today, this week. We're going to talk about Kurt Zouma as well, the reaction to that, what we expect to happen next, what should happen next, our opinion on that. And strike three is Brendan Rodgers. He's in a little bit of the Brown stuff right now. He is the favourite to be the next manager sacked among the Premier League managers. So we're going to talk about that too. But yeah, starting off, first off then, with the Champions League. Just a general chat on this one, really. What we think of it as a competition now. The idea around scrapping away goals. We might even get into this idea that there are free, in inverted commas, tickets for the final. Going spare all of a sudden from UEFA. But yeah, Mo, starting off with this week's game, Sporting Lisbon v Man City. We've got, obviously, the Reds on Wednesday as well. PSG, Real Madrid tonight as well. Are you glad it's back?
I am glad it's back, yeah. It felt like a long time, and it hasn't really been a long time because so much else has happened. But this is the one that I think, Of the trophies that we've got a real good chance of winning, this is the biggest one at the moment. So I think we're quite excited about it. But just the intrigue itself for the Champions League, once you get to the knockout stages, you know that this is when it really starts getting good.
But it is different now with this scrapping of the away goals. And, you know, how do you see that playing out? Is it going to make it more exciting? I'm not sure because, you know, for me, I look at it and say, well, doesn't that just make the first leg a bit irrelevant-ish?
Yeah, I mean, my instinct says the same. I mean, in research for doing this, I've just seen a thread which seems to say that's not the case. With apparently, there's only 10% of games were 0-0 at home legs. So it's not like the away goals rules encouraging that. But I do think that when you think about the reasons why the away goal was brought in terms of the fact that home teams on the continent had a massive advantage back in the 60s because, like, you had to get on a boat, for starters. And then, they just basically make the pitch like a bog and then you have the refs. I mean, that first game within the 60s is kind of, like, legendary for all of the shenanigans around it.